With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Hump day, one day away from the start of the 2024 NFL Draft. We're live in our State Street studios. Watch us on YouTube today and every day. Make sure you like and subscribe to the Carmen and Yurko YouTube channel. Just search at Carmen and Yurko. All this week on YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by the great folks at Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's Go Sports Bar. And we will be there on Friday to wrap the week. 6.5 hours of Bears fun and breakdown and draft coverage. It's a football feast. It's an extravaganza. We'll be at the Buffalo Wild Wings by Seven Bridges in Woodridge on Route 53. Can't wait for that. Our show followed by Waddle and Sylvie. Bears presser coming up as they address the media, the assembled media at Soldier Field, Yurko. They're going to talk about the new site. They're going to beg for $2.5 billion from all of us, the taxpayers. Still amazing to
me.
You
know it's going to be double that, so let's just not pretend.
Well, everything is going to cost, just double it. If they're asking for $2.5 million,
you think so?
Eventually we'll be financing $5 million.
See, they say they're going to kick in. How generous of them. They're going to kick in their own $2 billion. They're so generous.
Asking anybody?
And then the other $2.5 billion is going to be required will come from us.
Yeah.
But boy, they really are generous. That's like, you're a bunch of mentions.
Who's responsible for cost overruns? When there's overruns, who's responsible? Do you think the team's coming up with anything else?
No.
No. They want us to run it. What else are you going to have to do? You're going to have somebody, some municipality, be it the Park District or somebody, that's going to have to oversee it and all those expenses and salaries that have to get paid. Right? That's happening now, but that's also going to happen. More political jobs.
What
the city of Chicago is great for. Political jobs.
Great, great at it.
Everything's a political job. Yeah. You and I were on the CTA. What were those? Political jobs.
They're great for it. Yeah. When the press conference starts, we'll carry it live. We want to hear what the plans are, how much they're asking for, how they plan to finance it, where it's going to be. How are they going to get this past the Friends of the Park? Do they have more clout than George Lucas within city and state politics? Probably. But George Lucas is no slouch. And he wanted that. Listen, I love Star Wars, but you talk about a silly idea. But anyway, he wanted that Star Wars museum, and they said no.
But that was
now the Bears have more clout, and there's more money that's generated off of a new stadium, I would imagine.
I believe the angle that's going to be played here, Carm, that was going to be a new structure that was built for that specifically. I think the angle that's going to be trying to be played here is the new stadium will replace the old stadium and will return the old stadium to a park-like status.
So there's like a trade-off with the Friends of the Park?
Quid pro quo.
Yeah, you could be right about that.
Not necessarily with the Friends of the Park, but just with the people. They're going to say, hey, listen, we're tearing one down and returning it to the park, and we're just going to utilize this land over here and create a stadium there. Okay. So we're not asking for anything additional on the lakefront. We're just asking for a change of venue. Where this is new, it's created, this becomes a park-like situation again, where people can frolic, people can walk.
Are there going to be frolicking?
It replaces the inability to access Grand Park most of the summer. Right? There's a grotesque inability to access Grand Park in the middle of the summer.
For sure.
Just recreation, for something that you want to do. If I wanted to go lounge there, I can't lounge because of the NASCAR race, because of Papapalooza, whenever it comes in. The Taste of Chicago's gone.
Jazz Fest.
When's the Taste of Chicago?
Don't they do like a truncated version of
that? Where do they do it?
I thought they did it in Grand Park. Well, is that wrong?
Not that I'm familiar with.
Maybe I'm wrong. Jazz Fest is usually in Grand Park, isn't it?
We got a Blues Fest,
too. Chris looked at this recently. There's like, let's say you get a 100 great days of weather in the summer? Maybe you get about 100 days.
If you go May 1st to October 1st. That's where your days are coming from, right? That's where your days are coming from.
These guys, look, there's like 90 of them are already taken.
Yeah, I know. I'm with these guys. I understand 100%. You know? But let's not focus on the fact that Grand Park is inaccessible. That's how they're going to try to get away and not have the Friends of the Park, try to interfere or intervene. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're not asking for anything additional. We're giving it back, and we're creating over here. So that's how they're going to try to get by.
We have presser stuff, guys. I hear some. I hear clapping in the background. Do I hear clapping?
You can the audio is not
very
good.
Low. It's almost inaudible. So good.
McCaskey's talking right now. There's some renderings on the Bears website.
Go to the Bears website.
Do we need to
Bears,
towel off, you
go
guys?
Go to Chicago Bears. I'm not.
Sylvie's toweling off. He loves renderings.
Yeah, I'm not a
good,
rendering.
Guys. I'm not gonna,
oh, yeah. Abdallah's on. They got Abdallah. Hook, line, and sinker.
I am not
They got him.
It's pretty good. I'm
it
not going to lie.
It took 2 seconds. It took 2 seconds.
Like, if they can pull it off, it looks pretty good.
Oh, this is great audio.
You can't hear it.
What's going on? Why can't we hear it? What about off the website? Can we pipe it through the website?
That's what it is.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
How about Channel 7? Can we do something with
them? Oh, they're in Good Morning America right now, Yerk.
Good Morning America.
If you take a look up at the TV, yeah.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Good Morning America. It's noon.
Very large hail and storm tornadoes coming to the Great Plains, guys.
Afternoon America.
Bears release plans for here. Photos. Let's see. Okay.
Do your best to describe it to our radio audience.
All right, so, okay. So I see the colonnades, because they're going to keep those, and then they're going to open up this green park area. There's a mock football field next to the colonnades. And then south of that, we see the new stadium, and it is enclosed. There are lots of windows, which I like, wrapped around the sides.
I don't want him.
There appears to be a huge jumbotron. Am I to believe that that's like a jumbotron, you guys, on the outside wall there, on what would be the north-facing wall? Right? I think that's what that would be. That'd be like a project the game, potentially,
I'm trying I'm trying to get away from McClaskey right now. He's talking.
Windows wrap the sides on the east and west, which is quite nice. Here, let me scroll through some of these. Ooh, inside. Ooh. Ooh. The ceiling is cool.
You're in now, aren't you?
No, I'm not paying for it still, but it does look cool.
Oh, no. Listen, I don't want to pay for it, but it looks cool.
It looks cool. The I see the retired jerseys.
I can see millions of migratory birds going to die in that glass ceiling.
That'll happen.
There.
It's got the glass roof.
Yeah, that's what I see right now.
Ooh, looking down from above, the bird's eye view of the stadium again looks cool, where you see how much natural light will be allowed to penetrate. Because it is basically wrapped in windows. The top is glass.
Carmen.
Oval shape.
Have they claimed, in this situation, in this picture I'm taking a look at, former Meigs Field, have they claimed that also as part of their own? Do you see that to the east of the stadium there?
Well, Meigs Field would be just south of it still, wouldn't it, York?
Well, Meigs Field's gone, first of it. They've got the park at northerly thing.
The park.
I'm just trying to understand. It looks like there's more structure there.
I don't know.
Did they claim that? Have they claimed that as part of theirs?
Oh, then they've got the rendering for the Final Four, you guys. And there's a video board, a circular video board that appears that is not there for football games, but is there for basketball games.
We can now go live.
Kevin Warren.
I love you, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to lead this franchise. We're here today. This is an incredibly, incredibly special day for the Chicago Bears, for the city of Chicago, for the state of Illinois, for our players, for our coaches, for our staff members, for the alumni, and for our incredible Chicago Bear fans. Today is about progress. And one of the things that I'm most excited about today is the fact that this shows that in this city, we have the intellectual capabilities.
Oh boy.
We have the heart. We have the passion. We have the foresight. We have the wisdom. We have the vision to do big things. It takes individuals in this room, ownership, leadership, elected officials, to dream big, to know what this city needs at this point in time. This is not an easy project, but Chicago doesn't like it easy. We like to do the difficult things.
Playing it up now.
We like to do the things that resonate with people for generations to come. It's time. for us to do something special together. You'll hear a detailed presentation today, and there will be many people, whether you're here today or watching online or listening on the radio or reading the newspapers, that may have questions. We expect that, but we embrace that. But I'm confident with the individuals in this room, in this city, our ownership, our elected officials, Mayor Johnson, individuals at the Chicago Bears, that we can come together to show the future generations that people can work together, that we can be collaborative,
there we go.
That we can figure things out together, that we can create win-win-win situations. So that's why I'm excited today. And as George mentioned, I started at the Bears on April 17th of last year. It has been the most enjoyable professional year of my life. The only disappointment I have is that it went so quickly. But I've loved every single moment of it. I look out in the crowd, there's so many faces that a year ago I didn't know. I'd heard about you, I had read about you, but didn't know you. And there are a couple elements that really articulate what Chicago is about. The food is the best in the world. This museum campus is the most attractive footprint in the world. We have a beautiful lake you can swim in. We have beaches, the architecture of downtown. All of those different things are what make Chicago special.
Be careful swimming when the E. coli.
But the most important element about Chicago,
check the warnings,
that makes Chicago special are the people. And I've been fortunate to meet some incredible people during my last year with the Bears, and I've lived here since 2019, so for the last 5 years. They've changed my life. They've changed the life of my family. They've welcomed me into their family. And I really understand the passion of the Chicago Bears. When I was interviewing for this job, I bought tickets online. I parked in the parking lot. And I walked into this stadium. It was a very, very breezy day here, is when we were playing the Eagles. And one of the things that resonated with me was the passion of the fans. They love the Bears. And so I'm going to set forth a challenge. We need to decide who we are and where we want to go together. Who we are and where we want to go together. And I am confident, after you see the presentation today, after we continue to communicate with you, answer all of your questions, that you will recognize that we are the organization that George Halas dreamt that we would become. Hardworking, honorable, with integrity, transparent, forward-thinking, wise, but most of all, collaborative. So as we walk through today, that I will look forward to answering questions at the end, and I'll look forward to working together with you for us to figure this out together. And for us to operate like Chicago operates together. So with that, at this point in time, I would like to invite my favorite mayor, Mayor Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, to the podium to say a few words. Thank you, and let's have a great day.
You guys want to hear from the mayor?
Yes, I think we should carry this. Live coverage. Let's just hear what he has to say. Live coverage of the press conference announcing the new stadium.
Hey, do me a favor. Keep clapping for Kevin Warren.
Yeah.
You know, you have someone pretty special. I don't know if you've had a chance to witness a Bears game with Kevin Warren. There's this incredible display of the incredible food that he talks about in Chicago. And, you know, he loves this city and loves people so much that, you know, he sets out days in the week where he actually fasts and prays. And as someone who was deeply tethered to faith, I appreciate you and I honor the leadership that you have brought to the city of Chicago and to this organization. But, of course, this is a beautiful day for the city of Chicago. It really is. As a lifelong Bears fan, it is an honor to be here to celebrate the Bears' commitment to remaining the Chicago Bears. I really want to thank the McCaskey family, you know, and the entire Bears organization for betting on Chicago and announcing one of the largest private investments in our city's history. Mm-hmm. I also want to thank the members of my administration who have worked collaboratively with the Bears over the past several months to center Chicago and Chicagoans in the plans that are being announced today. My team upheld my clear criteria. For any new development project at the lakefront, we required real private investment, real public use, and real economic participation for the entire city. And today's announcement delivers on all three. The Bears are a historic franchise, we all know. The incredible legends, Dick Butkus and Mike Ditka, Walter Payton, Mike Singletary, Brian Urlacher, and Devin Hester, all of these individuals have thrilled Chicagoans for generations now. And like many of us that are in this room today, this is a very personal day for us because the Bears, they're our team. And many of us grew up at the Super Bowl Shuffle, pretending to be the monsters of the Midway and raising a family. I can tell you this, you know, Kevin, your leadership is important because my oldest son, and no pressure, Chicago Bears, but he has seen a Cubs World Series, a black president, and his father become mayor of the city of Chicago. We're going to see a Super Bowl in the city of Chicago, and it's going to be our team playing. So as we stand here today, this historic announcement, it is worth remembering how different things were just a year ago, though. A year ago, Kevin Warren was not the president of the Bears. And I was not the mayor of the city of Chicago. And the Bears were reportedly as good as gone. In fact, I think I was the only mayoral candidate who expressed the willingness to even try to keep them in Chicago. And now here it is a year later. Kevin is the president of the Bears. I'm the mayor of the city of Chicago. And the Bears are committed to staying in Chicago. You know, the main reason this happened is because the Chicago, of course, is the greatest freaking city in the world. Everybody knows that. But it's also the Bears understood the endless opportunities in what Chicago really offers. But another reason we're here celebrating today. It's not just about football and government. It does start with the personnel. Today's announcement is just another example. If you have the right players in the right position on the field, you got a better shot at winning more than you lose. And today, ladies and gentlemen, it's truly a win for the entire city of Chicago. And that's because today's announcement is, again, it's bigger than football. It's about the people who live here. With this plan, the Bears are committing to $2 billion of investments. Chicago will experience the increased tax revenue from this investment, expanded public recreation, stronger economic growth for the entire city of Chicago for generations to come. And one of the defining features of this project is that it calls for the implementation of everything that my administration has called for. True public investment. But what it does not call for are raising existing taxes or implementing any new taxes on the residents of the city of Chicago.
Lie.
And I'm going to repeat that one more time to make sure that everybody gets that. This project will result in no new taxes on the residents of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. We'll just use the existing one.
Yeah. In fact, this project actually puts Chicagoans to work. The development proposed today is going to provide thousands of new jobs, both temporary and permanent ones, to people who live in every section of the city. And not only that, the Bears are also committed to building one of the most diverse vendor programs in the history of the NFL, so that women and minority business leaders will have real opportunities to build capacity and grow their business with this project. And as I said earlier, my administration insisted that any new project, especially one on public land, must deliver strong public benefit and public use for the entire city of Chicago. And I am pleased today that this plan does exactly that. This plan not only envisions a new dome stadium, but it reimagines the entire museum campus in a way that truly aligns with the historic Burnham plan. It was Daniel Burnham's vision for the lakefront was to center it around people, the people of Chicago. He envisioned an active lakefront with space and amusement for everyone to enjoy. The plan revitalizes that vision. And today's plan imagines and invigorates new parks with public sports fields, field house facilities for everyone, but especially our young people in this city. The result of a lakefront, new green space that will be available to all residents. It gives us an opportunity to enjoy this campus in a far more collaborative way. This will include access to innovative retail and hospitality offerings provided by talented local entrepreneurs from all of the neighborhoods. This plan truly embodies the spirit of the Burnham Plan. We hope to use this new stadium to host several year-round events, including Chicago Public School Championships, graduations, major concerts, Final Fours, Big Ten Championships. My next inauguration, I don't know, we just keep adding to it. All of these year-round attractions, the city of Chicago will generate significant new revenue that will support my commitment to invest in people to build a better, stronger, safer Chicago. And that means more revenue for mental health clinics, youth jobs, housing, investments in our community violence interrupters. Simply put, this is going to reinvigorate the entire city of Chicago. It will be the crown jewel of the city of Chicago. And with this new project, we are showing the world what Chicago is capable of. This world-class city gets to demonstrate itself over and over and over again, and why not the Bears? And as a Chicagoan, as a Bears fan, I'm proud to be up here today. President Kevin Warren, the entire Bears organization, thank you for believing in Chicago. Thank you for believing in my administration. Thank you all for being a part of this amazing endeavor. God bless you all, and God bless the greatest freaking city in the world, city of Chicago. Kevin.
There's the mayor, Randy Johnson, live coverage on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app, our YouTube channel, at Carmen and Yurko.
I will offer this.
You want to listen more? You want to pause?
Well, what do
you
want to do? Pictures are impressive. I go in. His spiel was impressive.
I think we should just go home right now. I know we have a lot of good information to share. This is when class begins. We're going to walk through a presentation deck of materials in a transparent manner.
Uh-huh.
But before we do that, we have a little video that...
So we'll have to dump out of it now.
I think a lot of this is going to turn
visual. If there's a Q&A portion and they're pressed a little bit more on the financial aspects of this, maybe we'll circle back to it. Chris and Adam will monitor what's happening as there's live coverage going on now. But we're at a point here where they're showing a video. They're going to get into, I think, a lot of the renderings. We've talked about it.
I piped down there when Kevin Warren got back to the mic. But
I think the point is the devil's in the details.
It always is.
It's transparent until you get to the details. And that's what you've got to find out exactly what's happening and how it's
happening. We'll take a quick break, come back and reset things. If you want to join us, let us know your thoughts on if you've seen the renderings, if you like what you heard, if you don't like what you heard. If you're a tailgater, your tailgating days are over. There is no tailgating. There's no parking. It's going to be underground.
Well, what the parking, parking there will be still be underground. At the former Michael Reese Hospital will also be that parking.
Yeah,
that parking
yes.
that you've had in the past,
I guess,
is the only one that, you know, the south lot's gone.
Yes.
The Waldron deck is gone.
It's gone.
That's all gone.
There's no more tailgating.
Gone.
Unless you're going down to Michael Reese. It's gone.
There is a lot north, the planetarium.
A planetarium. Well, okay. You think that'll still be looking at the
renderings? Yeah, it doesn't look like that's affected.
That's probably not affected, Chris. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, if the Museum of History is going to be there, then the planetarium's still going to be there.
Yeah, that's all going to be.
Yeah, you can, I guess, but there's not that there's a ton of tailgating.
Yeah, but essentially the south lot and the Waldron deck are gone.
That's gone. It's not being replaced with new parking. I mean, it is underground. There's no, you're not going to tailgate underground, obviously. So if that annoys you, let us know, 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Follow the show on Twitter, at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, we're going to be ducking in and out of live coverage. Do you want to go back to it, Chris? Right now, live at Soldier Field, Kevin Warren talking about the new stadium plans here on ESPN Chicago, your home of the Bears.
We want to build a recreational and cultural campus to enhance upon the things that we have here in place. We view young students being able to study here in the park, take the classrooms out of the classroom, out of the museums, and bring it into the open area and take it back into the museums and back into the classrooms.
Because our weather during the school year is just so wonderful.
We have an opportunity
December.
Here
what?
To build
what a outside, guys?
In the middle of December.
Place
what?
Where this city can come together.
Do we know where we live?
For athletics, for entertainment, for recreation, for culture, for sports, for concerts, to really integrate this area. Here's another shot looking south. As you notice on here, the plan is to keep the historical columns from Soldier Field to make that part of this development.
Maybe the classrooms.
To make it one museum campus. What happens here is the additional open and green space. This will have 14 acres of athletic fields, recreational park, to allow, as I mentioned earlier, for our youth to be able to come together and do things in a productive manner. We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
And go to the bathroom.
This is a year-round project. Ice skating.
Nice skating rink.
In the winter.
I like that. That makes sense.
To have our citizens, not only in Chicago, but around the state of Illinois, to be able to use this area.
You've already got an ice rink.
Oh, that one looks nice.
And you got
again,
a ribbon.
Children.
That looks good, though.
We have a crisis in this world with our young people. And there's a race to who gets to our young people first. The streets or us? And what we want to do at the Chicago Bears is to work with the city, the county, the state, everyone in this room, our business leaders, all the elected officials, to build an environment where boys and girls, kids from various economic backgrounds, regardless of their color or the school that they go to, that they can come together and build relationships. This open and green space, we've done studies. We want to do it, and we will do it in an ecological sensitive manner to not take away from the beautiful beaches and lakefront that we have.
You see here, farmers markets, graduations, all the events that could happen here with a backdrop with a museum campus.
You like a good farmers market. Full disclosure.
These are the colonnades that exist here along the lakefront. We want to respect and embrace our history and tradition with Soldier Field. And these views are incredible. And now when you start thinking about having an opportunity to bid for the Super Bowl, for the Final Four, for college football playoffs, Big Ten championship games, concerts, this really becomes an international destination. The Olympics, World Cup. I have major concern where we are as a city. There was a recent article in the Sports Business Journal that listed the top 25 sports cities as far as hosting events. You know where Chicago was on that top 25 list?
Nowhere.
It wasn't on the list. It wasn't even on the list of up-and-comers. Orlando was number one. But cities like Las Vegas, Minneapolis, Indianapolis, Detroit, Los Angeles, Milwaukee were listed on those two lists. There was only two major cities not listed, Washington, D.C., and our great city here of Chicago. That hurt my heart. In 2021, it was estimated that the sports industry, by hosting events, created revenue in the amount of $6.6 billion. I can't wait till the new numbers come out. We cannot fall further behind. This Promenade Plaza, food, beverages, Sports Culture Museum. And as you'll see when Karen Murphy, our Chief Operating Officer and lead of our stadium project, comes up, we laid these different financial phases out in buckets so you'll be able to see what costs what and when we're recommending of when it's built. But you can imagine this being activated on a Final Four. You can imagine this being activated for a Super Bowl, college football playoff, concerts. Even having a concert inside, you could have it where city residents could come similar to the U.S. Open or Wimbledon and bring blankets and be able to enjoy the concert outside. One of the reasons why we strongly believe that the museum campus is the best location is that we've been in this area for 100 years. Our proposal is just to move it a little bit south of where we currently sit now to carry on the tradition. We're here. This design, and I hope you like it, is very contemporary, but it also embodies the essence of the museums. It will have a fixed roof. I'll answer one of the questions without you having to answer it. Is people have said, did you consider a retractable roof? Yes, but that's another couple hundred million dollars. And when we talk to organizations who had retractable roofs, they said they used it maybe three or four times a year. We tried to be fiscally responsible about building this stadium. This roof will be a translucent roof. It's made of ETFE. If you've been to U.S. Bank Stadium, if you've been to Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, if you've been to SoFi, it's a similar type roof. So you'll be indoors. You'll get all the benefits of being indoors, but you'll feel like you're outdoors.
That is a cool
feature.
That
you may have to wear sunglasses. And so that's the state-of-the-art roof that we're planning on having, but it will be fixed roof. We design this area thanks to Manica and David Manica and his team. I see you all here. Thank you for being here, where this would be spectacular views of Chicago's iconic skyline and lakefront. That lake that we have here is the greatest piece of art that exists on the planet, and we need to be proud of it. The seating bowl is intimate. This is actually the proposed seating bowl. Sight lines. That glass is glass, clear glass, and those will be massive windows that you'll be able to take in the beauty of the city. As you'll know, this would be an intimate bowl. Manica, led by David Manica and his team, they designed Allegiant Stadium. So if any of you all were at the Super Bowl, you got the sense that that was almost like a small high school college stadium, but it was an NFL stadium. It's very, very cozy and warm. As you can see, we'll be designed to host global events like the World Cup, FIFA, and other soccer events. The layout will be able to have concerts. Many of you went to Taylor Swift. You saw what that did for our city. Many of you went to Beyonce. You saw what that did to our city. I was at the second night of the Beyonce concert, and if it had rained 15 more minutes, there would have been no concert. And what we're starting to recognize is that there are many entertainers who would look toward coming to our new stadium to be able to do an in-house residency. Instead of coming for 2 days, they may come for 20 days. But there's so much we can do here from a concert standpoint. And then this shows just local to medium to small community events that can take place inside. Our state high school football championship games should be played in our new stadium. We need to honor our young people. Final Four. Women's Final Four now has become as popular as the men's Final Four. We should be able to get both of those events here. Final Four would sit about 77,000 seats here.
How about NASCAR? We'll get them inside.
In our new stadium. Super Bowl. How many people would love to come to a Super Bowl in Chicago? Everyone. We have some of the greatest hotels in the world here, greatest restaurants. You can walk from downtown. You have the lake, you have the museums. This is the best city in the country from a Super Bowl standpoint. Two world-class airports, private airports. This is an ideal location to host a Super Bowl. When I think about it, to think that Chicago and all that it stands for, with all the world championships here, that we've never hosted a Super Bowl and we've never hosted a Final Four, that should not exist.
He does know the Super Bowl is played in February, right?
One of the items that the mayor noted to this is the equity and inclusion plan.
Or Final Four is played in first week in April. They've never played outdoors.
On what will make this project special. In Minnesota, we leaned into our DE&I plan. Alex Tittle, who worked with me in Minnesota at U.S. Bank Stadium, is here today. We have local individuals that we're working with, but as you can see, we'll have multiple phases here. We want to start this early, this process of making sure that women-owned business, minority-owned business, people of color are given an opportunity before the project even starts to be able to build their businesses in a manner so this can have a multi-generational impact. Not that it becomes just a good job that will happen, but to lean in some of these women-owned, minority-owned businesses that 3 and 4 and 5 generations down the road, that their families will be able to look back and say, thanks to grandma, thanks to grandpa, that they got an opportunity to really activate their business in conjunction with the city of Chicago and the Chicago Bears on that stadium project. So we'll have different phases. But it starts early on. As you can see, the partnership cultivation, goal setting, the legislation, the equity plan draft. Moving into phase 2, we will have a project labor agreement. Phase 3, and the biggest thing in there is on phase 4 is we'll have a stadium oversight committee of Chicagoans who can make sure that we keep each and every one of us accountable. Key partnerships from a city and state government, community-based entities. We have some of the greatest workforce development and business associations here in the city. And you know a lot of them. They're here. In Minnesota, we had to go and really activate a lot of those organizations. Here, they exist. They're ready to work. They're talented. And speaking of work, because I'm a real estate nerd at heart. I love real estate. One of my first summer jobs was working concrete for a real estate company and a construction company. So when I travel to cities, I look around and I can tell about the vision and the wisdom of the people of that city based upon the number of cranes in the sky. Look around Chicago. Yeah. I know the mayor is doing all that he can with his leadership to lean in.
All right, so you're listening to Kevin Warren talk about the stadium project. I mean, look, some of it is good. A lot of it is good and impressive. The renderings are spectacular. The views, the scenery, yeah, there's a lot of good. Some of it is the idea that Chicago is a more desirable city in February than Los Angeles or Tampa or New Orleans or Miami is laughable.
Yeah, it's
and everybody knows it.
If you build a new stadium, though, with NFL financing and everything, you'll get one.
Guess what?
You're not getting back in line for another.
You're getting one.
Getting one.
You're getting one as part of the deal.
Yes.
Come on. Let's not try to sell people that, oh, no, the best place to go to a Super Bowl is Chicago. That's laughable.
Well, here's the other thing, too.
Obviously. Yeah,
that's the first thing that's laughable. The second thing that's laughable is who they utilized to design it all. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he said David Manica.
Yeah, that's who.
Architecture.
The Allegiant Stadium.
And out of Kansas City. So the people that designed it didn't come from Chicago. They came from Kansas City. And his good buddy that helped him in Minnesota, where's he from?
I don't know.
The only point stadiums is I hear all the crap about Chicago, 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 Chicago. I hear all the crap.
You couldn't find a Chicago architectural
firm?
Most
of the times, anything that comes out of there is word salad. I'm sure they might have an office here now. But it's all word salad. It's all crap.
There is a lot that's impressive. The view. So it's not it's a huge window looking north. It's beautiful.
The whole thing looks absolutely fantastic.
The renderings are great, but some of it.
You know what it's going to cost. Things cost 20% more now than they ever did. All right. So anything that's been built in the last 3-4 years, you got to add 20-25% to the initial price on it before you get to the final price on it.
What about the children, guys?
The children. Yeah. The idea that this is somehow public right. space to be used all year. Come on.
I mean, they've already had soccer.
What are we talking about?
Not only that, but he was repetitive. They've already had international soccer games in Soldier Field. They've already had concerts at Soldier Field. They've had all this stuff at Soldier Field. What haven't they had? The Final Four.
Well, because you can't.
And they haven't had the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right. But those things with the roof make that then possible. It's what people have been clamoring for the better part of 20 years, except for the morons that want to sit outside in cold weather, and bear weather has been disproved for 1,000 years.
They're getting into the financing, but again, I don't know that it's worth us listening. I think it's very visual. They've got a PowerPoint presentation going on now. Karen Murphy is at the podium now breaking down the financing. Just real quick, Chris, I know we got a break. The graph that we're looking at now, the pie.
You want to listen to it?
Well, is it more visual,
Chris? In addition,
Chris?
We will look to the NFL stadium program for a $300 million loan. If you add up the numbers, that leaves us with a $900 million funding gap. We will be looking to the ISFA program and their bonding mechanism to fill this gap. I'll get into the details of that on the next slide. This private investment puts us at over 70% of the total project cost, one of the largest private investments into an NFL stadium in NFL history.
All right. Here's the thing that I got to push back on some of this. This is very easy to present to the public today, but we know how much that can change in coming years. I mean, and I hope not everybody buys this. 72% funded by the Bears and the NFL. 28% proposed Illinois Sports Facilities Authority bonding function that they currently have, which is nowhere near. Nowhere near being close to being paid off. For projects that were done 20 and 30 years ago. I guess 25 and, God, even, what, 20? Yeah, about 25 and 30 years ago, right? Nowhere near being paid off. And they want to use that same mechanism. And I'm not buying what they're selling to everybody right now. That, oh, no, we're covering 70%. That's very easy to say today when there hasn't been a shovel in the ground. And I hope not everybody's buying it. 312-332-3776. We got to take a break. We can take some calls if there's anything else that's coming out of this. Maybe we'll go back live for a little bit, but we'll tell you anything else that we gather here in the next couple of minutes as they're trying to sell everybody now on, oh, it's don't worry about it. We're going to pay for it. Look the other way when we'll end up paying for most of it. We'll be right back.